Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm sitting here looking like a panda. I well overdid it on Saturday. I think it's because we've not had any sun. So I've sat on the beach for 5 hours and I now look like I've been on the ski slopes for a week. But, you know, it won't be long until I am fully bronzed and looking amazing, I am sure. Just a load of things to remind you about, starting with tomorrow's sports day. The weather, and I'm just going to check my weather app one more time whilst I am on air. And I think if I've got enough signal, it is looking okay. It's not looking amazing, it's not looking horrible. So we will proceed. Don't forget, we've got a picnic going on. You will need to bring your own food to share with the children. We won't be providing it. Oh, goodness, this is going to rain now. Oh, a tiny bit of rain at 12. That'll be fine. For the picnics, it might rain for the picnic. Who knows? But it'll be fine. We'll see it out. So bring your own food. You can share with the children. And then children will have their usual school dinner or packed lunch. And you can all sit together outside. And it will be really, really nice. If your child can, they can wear their house colour t-shirt. That's not massive, but if they could, that would be absolutely amazing. And I will share the poster with you again, which has all of the important timings about sports day. And again, I'm really looking forward to it, really looking forward to having you there celebrating with the children, you know, especially on a Olympic year. But just for your memory, years 3 and 4, between 9 and half 11, the Owls Gate will be open from 8:40 to 8:50. At years 5 and 6, that Owls Gate will be open between 12:05 and 12:15. The year 5 and 6 sports days from 12:55 till 3. Picnic times, year 3 and 4 from 11:45 to 12:10. That's when we're picnicking. And year 5 and 6, 12:15 to 12:45. 16 activity stations, competitive racing, the races. There's a parent guardian race, sprint, space hopper, and a three-legged. I know Mr. Avery is looking forward to that. There's also a very special top secret teachers race happening, as well as a cash only PTFA refreshment stall. Really looking forward to it tomorrow. Sports day. We've also got our very last own clothes day on Thursday. This is for chocolate in advance of Saturday's summer fair between 12 and 3 o'clock. We have also got transition day on Friday, where your children will be meeting their new class teacher. Obviously, we have shared those classes with you already, so I'm hoping all of the children are prepped and ready, and they'll be going to their new classrooms too. So it's a really nice introduction to what next year might be like, and it's an opportunity for us to reflect as parents and think, oh my goodness me, they are getting another year older. And it's scary, isn't it? You look at them and you judge everything by your children. You look back at those old pictures, don't you, think, oh my goodness me, how have they gone from being that little baby to that monster? So looking forward to transition day and seeing how the children have a massive smile on their face when they're meeting their new teachers. And that's all morning on Friday too. My big objective this year was to be better organised, and better organised with dates and events and things like that too, so you are ready for all of the things we've got planned in the next year. We will publish them next week for you because we're ready to go with them, so you can put those things in your diary. But so, like Mrs. Patterson says, you haven't got the mental burden of it all, because that's what she says to me. I've said that to you before, haven't you? The mental burden. She goes, you ain't got the mental burden. And I said, look, I'll do it. And she doesn't trust me. So that's the bigger thing, isn't it? I'm not trusted to make the arrangements. But yeah, want you to have a very clear idea of what it's going to be like, what we've got going on, and then how you might be able to help as well, because we're always looking for volunteers. So if you've got any time to give, you might want to come and do some gardening. You might want to say, actually, do you know what? I've got a massive interest in crochet, and I'd love to come and run a crochet club with the children. Please, look, we're all ears. So please, if you can help in any way, shape or form, just come and give us a shout here in school. We're looking for readers and all sorts. And please don't forget our next volunteering day. It's in the summer holidays. But look, Wednesday the 28th of August is our next volunteer day, where we're going to be asking you to come in and flat pack with us. We've got lots of flat packing to do. So if you love, and I know there's a few of you out there, twisted people who enjoy an IKEA flat pack, please, please, please come along on the 28th, and we'll provide snacks and drinks, and we'll look after you, because, you know, we don't expect you to give your labour for completely nothing. So yeah, Wednesday the 28th of August, and I will keep on reminding you of that date each and every week between now and the end of term. I had a phone call from a local resident who was a little upset because somebody had parked over their drive last week. I think it was in Ladyfields. Again, please, I'm just appealing to your better nature. Please, please, please don't park over people's driveways. We don't know whether people have got to get out for appointments, to go to work. And I know we're busy as well, and we need to get to work, and we need to get the children to school. But can we just respect our neighbours? As always, if you can find time, parking and striding at Morrison's, and I know a few people do this now, is a great idea. You get a couple of hours cheeky parking as well at Morrison's, don't you? So it just gives you enough time to wander across, because A, it's good to have a little walk, stretches the legs, gets those steps up. B, it takes away the strain on all the road, local roads here, because there isn't not enough space with all the amount of children and movement we've got going on. And C, I don't know what the C is, but is it, I'm sure I've got a C. The C is, obviously with the care home, with the Eleanor being expanded as well, there's a lot of traffic from that too. So please, please, please just be considerate to our neighbours. With the summer fair in mind, if anybody can help for any period of time, we would really, really appreciate it. We're looking to make lots and lots of money because we are renovating our school. That is one of our big things for next year. So this weekend just gone, we've had our stairwells painted. So we've had the banisters painted, the spindles, the skirting. We've got wall art being installed, new flooring being installed. And I want every single class to have new furniture, tables, chairs, units around the classroom, blinds. That's what I want, and we're going to start painting the school as well, but we need to be able to fund it. So any money we can use from the PTFA, and they've kindly said, let's see if we can support you with that. That would be absolutely amazing, because we want our school to be the very, very best. And it doesn't matter that it's some 1950s prefab. It's okay. We will make it looking absolutely incredible inside, and we will give our children the very, very, very best opportunities. That's it for me. Can't wait to see you all tomorrow at Sports Day. Looking forward to seeing the parents race. Now, one tip, just warm up, okay? We don't want to see any hamstrings going. We've seen this before, haven't we? Okay, you know who. With no injuries, no broken limbs, all right? Just give yourselves a quick warm up, maybe a little stretch tonight, okay? A little jog around the block, anything that's going to help. So yeah, looking forward to it, and enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you soon.